I think last week we did first halacha and then the structure. I think we should put the other way around, because when we structure, we remember the Seder of the Inyanim first, which makes much more sense. So that doesn't take that long anyway. So we had gotten up to Daf Tet last time. Okay, so we're holding now on Daf Yud in our structure here. Okay, so we have been talking up until this time about social context for Shechina. That included the idea of Tzibur and Beit HaKnesset, Shochin Ra, all of those things. And we go on now into the new sugya. The new sugya, I believe, includes everything till the end of the perek. And basically, it's the moving back and forth between Shachrit and Arvit, Boker and Erev, and that accounts for everything that we do. It begins with the Mishnah on Amid Beis over here, and still on Tes, which is Kriyat Shema Shachrit, that's the beginning of the thing, which also talks about the Shir of Derek Milachim, that the royal family sleeps in, and that becomes also central to later. So, okay, so we discussed in that context the Dinim of Vatikun, of the Zman of Kriyat Shema, and again of Smicha, of Gula L'Tfila, but here we do it both in terms of Shachrit and Arvit, again. Then we go, we have a very, very cute segue that the Gemara uses, okay, they're always pulling these little games, which is the proof of the, is it the 18th Tehillah, the 19th of Tehillah, all of that is in order to explain why we say Yehu Ratzon Imreithi at the end of the Tehillah, which gets us now back into Milachim, David and Chizkiyahu, which is now the theme of the next pages. So we have Kol Parsha, that's Chaviv al David, the whole understanding of Borchi Nafshi and the why he saw various olamas, how he viewed his life, V'chataim v'lo chotim. Interesting, because Smicha Gula the Tefillah, of course, relates to Drisha of Smuchim. Are we Dorish Smuchim? So now we have the Sugya, are we Dorish Smuchim? Keneged the Tzeduki and the Smichas, again, of Gog u'Magog and David's family. Or, again, David in terms of what the Malach was doing and how Chizkiyahu said, I am a Kubel for my grandfather, so, again, referring to David's family again. The idea of Melachim. And there we talk also, once we're on there, the Kabbalah, when we talk about Kirot Libo, the Alias Kir, those things are in terms of what's the value of Tefillah in the all circumstances. And then we get into the Sugya of what it means, Lo Hifsid Brachot, what's the din of reading afterwards. I think that a good simen for this, for Yud, would simply be to remember Yitamu, because that's the Yud for Yitamu. So we can have Yitamu, and then if you want the rest, you can have, you know, Yitamu Nafshi for Chizkiyahu Aliyah. That reminds you of the main sugya. So you have Yitamu Chatoim and Aretz, Borchi Nafshi, the Dinim of the five, I mean the Midrash about the five Olamos. The whole story of Chizkiyahu and the Aliyah reminds you of Aliyah's Kir. Getting on now to Daf Yud Aleph, which is nice simon, would be Yotzer Or. Yud Aleph is Yotzer Or. And you can also have the Yud standing for Yater. Yater Yotzer Or. Next Mishnah, again, it's talking about the Erev of Aboker. What does one do in Kriyat Shema at night? What does one do in Kriyat Shema in the morning in terms of how you physically read it? And Agav, even though we're going to have the main sugya later on, we talk about Osik B'Mitzvah Chosan, but most importantly, what's the din of Osik B'Beit Shammai? Is it Lo'as of Lo Klum, or is it Yerilat B'Machar on yourself? We also have the next Mishnah, which again, is B'Boker U'Be'erev, which is B'Shachar Mavarech Shtayim L'Faneah, and the Yachas Lacharel, the Arab Mavorek. So again, if the contrast of Boker of Arab, whether it's in terms of Smichas Gula Latfila, or whether it's in terms of the actual way in which we read it, or the Zmanim, or what the Brachas are, Arucha, Ktsara, and so on. And this leads, obviously, into Maskirin Midas Yom Balayla, and Midas Laila Bayom. There's also the interrelationship of Boker of Arab. Once again, you'll notice, by the way, in terms of the perek overall, that this is very fundamental, because the perek began with the understanding of the relationship of Shochecha of Kumecha to the overall idea of Ayi Erev Vayi Boker. And so it ends with exactly that Nakuda, going back to the beginning, closing with the same elements with which it opened, and that is, what is in fact the relationship of Erev Vavoker. So we have there the question of Ahava Rabba, Ahavat Olam, and so on. Moving now into the next stop, Yud Beis, where you could have the Yud standing for the Aseres HaDibros, and the Beis standing for Balak, which is the, or do we read Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Balak? Again, Bok of Erev, Patach B'Yotzor, Siyem B'Ma'ariv Aravim, Baboker Chazdecha, Emunat Chabalilot, the chiyuv of saying which bracha at which particular point. Also, emuna and chesed are very similar to the ideas of kriya v'zekifa, and therefore we have these halachas here. In the later av, in the dinim of tefillah, we'll go back to them again. But where do you bend? Bifnei shmin nichatu is emunatcha balelot, and at the gilui Hashem, there's a zekifa. So we talk a little bit about that. Then the different hanhagas at the different points of the year. There's an Erev Boker of the year as well, which is the dinim of HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, what it is that Vayomer means, and that gets us to Leilos, Boker, and Laila in terms of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the dinim of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the question of the changes in the world, Baboker Uberev. In other words, the closing of history. Is that a time in which we'll still be masking Yitzias Mitzrayim? The difference between the Shem of Yaakov that becomes the Shem Yisrael and Avram who becomes Avraham. These type of changes are similar to the Zekifa, Kriya, or Emunas Chavalelos, Chasta Chavavot, which brings us to Perek Sheni. We're now on Daf Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel is, we call it Prokim, right? Higiel Lepirko is somebody who arrives at puberty. So a nice simile would be Higia Zman HaPrakim, because of course the sugi is about Higia Zman Kriyat Shema, you were in the middle of reading in the Torah, and the Prakim is the sugi of Bein HaPrakim, where you can be mapsik, Bein HaPrakim or not. We begin the main sugi over here. If you take a look at the sugi's Bechalal of the Perek, it's intent, concentration, and priorities. Okay? So we've gotten the idea of intent. Intent, first of all, you have the question of Kavanah L'Mitzvah. Is there a din of mitzvah srikos kavana? Intent in terms of the intent to read. Concentration in terms of kavana for understanding what it is that you're saying. We also talk about the different places where you would do that. There's the din of ma'arich be'echad, particularly on the word echad, to be miyachid Hashem. By the way, this merum is also in Yud Gimel because that's the gematria of echad, as everybody knows. And then we have the different shitas, whether it's the posuk rishon, like Rabbi Meir, is it the first two psukim, ad alav avecha, is it the first perek, like Rabbi Akiva says, or is it all of Kriyat Shema? Then we get on to Daf Yud Dalet. Daf Yud Dalet is basically about hafsaka and kidima. And the question over there is bein haprakim, being mafsik, and which one comes first? So what do you do before doing it? That's priorities, as we mentioned earlier. So we talk about where you can be mafsik, and the issues, of course, are to determine what we're talking about. Yira, Kavod, Shoal, Meshiv, Bein HaPrak, and Emsa, three elements that you need to take into consideration. And then we talk, while we're at it, about Hafsaka as well in terms of Halal, Megillah. We talk about priorities of doing things before davening, like traveling or saying good morning to your friend. The relationship of Vayomer and Emes V'Yatzi, which also is a Shiloh of Hafsaka. Kedima, in another sense, priorities, which parak should come before the other and why. Why does Shema come before Vayom Shema? Why does Vayom Shema come before Vayomer? The other question of Kedima, do you put your tefillin on first and say Shema, or do you say Shema and then put your tefillin on? The next Mishnah talks about, the next daf, rather, we're up now to daf Tesvav. The Simen Hafsaka Ukdima. I mean, I don't know whether I figured out a way to remember it. I know that I did. I can't remember what it is. Tetvav is, you can remember Lashon Ushmiya. Maybe a way to remember it is that Tubav is to be Metaken Lashon Hara and listen to what the girls have to say when they're telling you, no, listen, boy, who do you want? So the Mishnah there is Lo Yishmiya Loz No, Lo Diktek Botioteha. So what's the meaning of language? Is it any language? Does it mean language in words? You have to hear what it is that you're saying. Is there a din of, what about somebody who can't hear? How about a cheresh? What's his aloha? Legabe again. Truma, Kriyat HaMazon, Kriyat HaMegillah, difference between a katan shigiel, achinah, shlo yigiel, achinah, and so on. difference between ktiva of the words themselves, to do the ktiva self-referential or not. We then get on to the ending, legabi individuals and their priorities, the things that we spoke about at the end. Tes Zayin is easy to remember, the Taz, Talmid HaChacham always talk about the Taz and the Shaf, you know. So Tes Zayin is Rabbi Gamliel and Talmid HaChacham. That's all of the stories about Rabbi Gamliel, but he never did anything that anybody else did for whatever reason it was. Each time there was another reason. So whether it was in terms of kavana for Kriyat Shema as a chatan, or whether washing when his wife died, or whether it was being mekabel tanchumim on Tavi, his eved, or whatever it was, he always was special. So the first Mishnah opens up with the dinam of saying Kriyat Shema when you're up on top of a tree or you're on the scaffolding. Discusses the difference between workmen who are working for wages or working for keep, difference between the balabayit and the workman. Next Mishnah discusses the din of rechitza balayla and avonim in general, how we deal with avonim in terms of kabbalas tanchumim, being mitabel on an eved, saying a hesped on an eved, and interestingly enough, relating the idea of av, the aim, in terms of the av, the avot and imahot of the ummah, to calling an eved or a shivcha an av aim, which is precisely the issue of Ruth HaMoaviyah, you'll recall, in which he says, Anochi lo ayekech ad shivkotech, and he says, you're not mina amahot, you're from a imahot, so the relationship of eved or shivcha to ema uma is brought out in the pasuk. Yud Zayin talks about the end, basically. Bata tzilute, or the margalei bapume, the very individual conclusions to the Shon Esrei, or the very individual ways of looking at life. And you can remember this with Yad. I mean, first of all, Yaz is like Mirzi. Mirzi ki yuarai, remember that sugya. But Yaz also means to be metis, to cut off a head, or Yad Lazayin is how to holding a sword. And that's Sa at Rosh, who at Rosh is arrogance always leads to getting your head cut off. So you can remember that too. Basar Tzuluse is our first sugya, and endings, the last endings, is in terms of when they would say goodbye. So when they would say goodbye to each other, we also find the special endings in it, that we give in the Kotei Midrashot, which is similar to the idea of ending your tefillah, and then finally the ending of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tzedakos and so on, either in the Abir Elev Latova, or Abir Elev Lera, which closes the parak. Okay, now we can do our halacha.